This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced new investments in travel security just ahead of the busy holiday season. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
Noem was in Las Vegas over the weekend to announce bonuses for TSA workers. She commended them for their work and support for each other during the long government shutdown.
Many of them took on extra shifts and covered responsibilities for individuals who didn't come to work.
Noem also announced $1 billion would be invested in new travel security technology, training, and more canine units across the country. Noem said it's the biggest such investment in over a decade. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
A deal to acquire some of the oldest water rights on the Colorado River inched forward last week. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
Xcel Energy owns the water rights at the Shoshone Power Plant, an aging hydropower station near Glenwood Springs. The Colorado River District, which represents Western Slope water users, wants to buy those rights. Officials say the water is crucial to protect ecosystems and fish habitat. Last week, the Colorado Water Conservation Board signed off on the proposal. That means that a permanent environmental protection will now be added to those rights to keep that water flowing downstream. But the deal still has years to go. It must be approved by Water Court and by state utility regulators. Front Range water providers have also objected to parts of the deal. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
How long can grocery prices keep going up? We explore that question as part of our series looking into Colorado's economy. To read all about it, come to CPR.org and KRCC.org. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thanks for listening.